A special legislative committee has approved its second bill to create rules for the recreational marijuana market in Maine. The bill contains several concessions designed to win the support of Governor Paul LePage and other Republicans who rejected the initial effort last year. Steve Missler has more.
Critics of the measure passed in committee worry that it falls short of creating a viable regulated marijuana market that can compete with and eventually diminish a thriving underground cannabis trade. Representative Eric Jorgensen, a Portland Democrat, acknowledges that the bill is far from perfect.
I mean, there's no question. There's a lot to dislike in this bill, and there's a lot to like in this bill. And I think, have we made progress? Have we moved things forward? I think that's definitely true.
Among the key provisions is a 10% tax rate on retail sales and a 21.5% rate on wholesale sales. The state's finance agency says the complex tax scheme will yield a 20% effective rate and bring in more than $16 million in tax revenue by fiscal year 2021. While some elements drew broad support, others were geared to win over Republicans and the governor, and those could face opposition from supporters of the original marijuana initiative that voters approved 2 years ago. Potential sticking points include combining oversight of the medical and recreational programs in the state's finance agency, slashing the personal cultivation limit in half from 6 to 3 flowering plants, and eliminating social clubs. The bill also eliminates the possibility of sharing tax revenue with municipalities, a provision that could discourage cities and towns from allowing retail and growing operations, and thus weakening the regulated market. The bill now goes through a lengthy drafting process before it's considered by the full legislature, and more changes could occur before its fate is known. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.